The Pentagon held an off-camera briefing for reporters with more details about the killing of Osama bin Laden by U.S. forces. We're joined on the phone by one of the reporters who was in the room, the Washington Times national security editor, Bill Gertz. Bill, what did you find out?
Lots of new information and a lot of new details are coming out. This was a briefing by a senior intelligence official who disclosed that there were lots of new information about al-Qaeda. They said that the group has been damaged by the death of bin Laden, but that it remains a threat. My own takeaway from the briefing was that al-Qaeda is in its death throes. Some 20 of their leaders have been killed over the past couple of years, and now their top leader is dead. And when al-Qaeda made the announcement, according to this official, they did not name a successor. And there were also some details in there about how the number two al-Qaeda leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, is not popular with the group and appears not to be the person who will take over the leadership role.
While we're talking with you, we're showing some of the home video footage that was taken from Abbottabad, Pakistan. What did they say about these home videos and the way they identified bin Laden?
Yes, this was a part of what they said was the largest intelligence take from a senior al-Qaeda leader that has ever been since 9/11. Basically, there were five videos. The first was a video that was a message to America from bin Laden. They showed about a minute of video from that and did not release the audio. The senior official said that we do not want to be in the position of replaying propaganda, but they said that it was some time-worn themes of al-Qaeda and their typical type of message. There was two short videos showing outtakes of a prepared statement by bin Laden, and then the most interesting one was actually bin Laden himself watching a small television monitor with video footage of himself and Ayman al-Zawahiri in a mountain place, a video that has been shown many times. But what was unique was that bin Laden's beard was completely gray. And in the videos that they showed earlier, his beard had apparently been dyed black. But in the video that they showed, it was gray. And then when the official was asked a question by one of the reporters was, when he was killed, was his beard gray? They said yes. So that's the kind of detail that we were getting.